Hello and welcome to this short dialogue between two shepherds, Thenot and Piers, in praise of Astraea, written by Mary Sidney, or Mary Herbert, Countess of Pembroke. It is in the pastoral mode, as you can tell by the two speakers, or singers, of the text. This short paean to the figure of Astraea was probably created for the visit of Queen Elizabeth I whilst on progress. When the Queen arrives, all manner of entertainments were arranged, many semi-public events which the household would organise in conjunction with the royal household, the logistics of which were very complicated. We don't know precisely when this was performed, or if it was performed at all, because it is printed without an exact date. The two probable visits it fits in with are in August 1592 at Ramsbury, or in August 1599, though if it's the latter date, then the text wasn't performed as the visit was cancelled. The text was probably designed to be performed outdoors, and either August fits the pastoral setting well. Regulars to our output, especially the Elizabethan Lord Mayor's shows, will know that Astraea was a regular analogue for the Queen. So when they praise Astraea in a performance before Queen Elizabeth I, then they are, of course, just praising her. A certain amount of arse-licking is expected for such events. But Mary Sidney is playful in the way the praising is produced. The dialogue is between two shepherds, Thenot and Piers. Thenot, performed by Emma Kemp here, is the one leading the praises in a fairly conventional way.
I sing divine Astraea's praise. Oh, muses, help my wits to raise and heave my verses higher.
In response, Piers, played by Alex Scott Fairley, says Thenot is lying, saying that these conventional praises just aren't good enough.
Thou need'st the truth but plainly tell, which much I doubt thou canst not well. Thou art so oft a liar.
If in my song no more I show than heaven and earth and sea do know, then truly I have spoken.
Sufficeth not no more to name, but being no less the like the same, else laws of truth be broken.
And that sets the pattern of the call and response to the verse, as Piers keeps prodding at the failure of Thenot to adequately praise Astraea. And I'm sure there's a bit of satire here at the kind of verse Elizabeth would have heard, because by the 1590s, Elizabeth would have heard a lot of bad slash boring slash conventional verse about how great she is. Try harder, Mary Sidney says.
Then say, she is so good, so fair, with all the earth she may compare, not Momus self-denying.
Compare may think where likeness holds, not like to her the earth enfolds. I looked to find you lying.
Astraea sees with wisdom's sight. Astraea works by virtue's might, and jointly both do stay in her.
Nay, take from them her hand, her mind. The one is lame, the other blind. Shall still your lying stain her?
Piers is at once a bit cynical, but also more genuine. Come on, we all like Astraea, but you can do better than this.
Soon as Astraea shows her face, straight every ill avoids the place, and every good aboundeth.
Nay, long before her face doth show, the last doth come, the first doth go. How loud this lie resoundeth!
Astraea is our chiefest joy, our chiefest guard against annoy, our chiefest wealth, our treasure.
Where chiefest are, there others be. To us none else, but only she. When wilt thou speak in measure?
Astraea may be justly said A field in flowery robe arrayed, in season freshly springing.
That spring endures but shortest time. This never leaves Astraea's clime. Thou liest instead of singing.
And that was one of several references to song. This is almost certainly verse for music, sadly for which we have no setting. Hence, we're starting here with just the words. One day, you will get some music, too.
As heavenly light that guides the day, right so doth shine each lovely ray that from Astraea flyeth.
Nay, darkness oft that light enclouds. Astraea's beams no darkness shrouds. How loudly Thenot lieth!
Astraea, rightly, term I may, a manly palm, a maiden bay, her verdure never dying.
Palm oft is crooked, bay is low, she still upright, still high doth grow. Good Thenot, leave thy lying.
Then, peers, of friendship, tell me why. My meaning true, my words should lie, and strive in vain to raise her.
Words from conceit do only rise. Above conceit her honour flies. But silence, naught can praise her.
You say it best when you say nothing at all. Classy, Piers. Classy. That was just a rehearsal run at the text. Now for a full run with a little bit of atmosphere. If you've enjoyed this dialogue and would like us to add some music, get in touch. Become a patron or throw us some money on Ko-fi.com and, of course, help pay for us to make that happen. And you can find more of Mary Sidney's writings and other female playwrights from the period elsewhere on the podcast. Till next time, I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and now it's time to sit back and enjoy a dialogue between two shepherds, Thenot and Piers, in praise of Astraea by Mary Sidney. With Emma Kemp as Thenot and Alex Scott Fairley as Piers. Enjoy.
I sing divine Astraea's praise. Oh, muses, help my wits to raise and heave my verses higher.
Thou needest the truth but plainly tell, which much I doubt thou canst not well. Thou art so oft a liar.
If in my song no more I show than heaven and earth and sea do know, then truly I have spoken.
Sufficeth not no more to name, but being no less, the like, the same. Else laws of truth be broken.
Then say, she is so good, so fair, with all the earth she may compare, not Momus, self-denying.
Compare may think where likeness holds, naught like to her the earth enfolds. I looked to find you lying.
Astraea sees with wisdom's sight. Astraea works by virtue's might, and jointly both do stay in her.
Nay, take from them her hand, her mind. The one is lame, the other blind. Shall still your lying stain her?
Soon as Astraea shows her face, straight every ill avoids the place, and every good aboundeth.
Nay, long before her face doth show, the last doth come, the first doth go. How loud this lie resoundeth!
Astraea is our chiefest joy, our chiefest guard against annoy, our chiefest wealth, our treasure.
Where chiefest are, there others be. To us, none else, but only she. When wilt thou speak in measure?
Astraea may be justly said, a field in flowery robe arrayed, in season freshly springing.
That spring endures but shortest time. This never leaves Astraea's clime. Thou liest instead of singing.
As heavenly light that guides the day, Right so doth shine each lovely ray that from Astraea flyeth.
Nay, darkness oft that light in clouds. Astraea's beams no darkness shrouds. How loudly Thenot lieth!
Astraea, rightly, term I may, a manly palm, a maiden bay, her verdure never dying.
Palm oft is crooked, bay is low. She still upright, still high doth grow. Good Thenot, leave thy lying.
Then, peers, of friendship, tell me why, my meaning true, my words should lie, and strive in vain to raise her.
Words from conceit do only rise. Above conceit her honour flies. But silence, naught can praise her.
In A Dialogue Between Two Shepherds, Thenot and Piers in Praise of Astraea by Mary Sidney, Emma Kemp was Thenot, and Alex Scott-Fairley Piers. This episode was produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not buy us a coffee on ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare, or become a patron and get early access and bonus material. Our patrons get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links in the show description. Goodbye.